That's a good intro. Like, nah. I like it. I think we go with it. I think we do it.
It's a grub.
My name's Greg.
I'm Ben.
I'm Anne Edmonds.
And we are the three grubs that make up the grub.
Yes. That's right. And wow, what a time.
And this is episode 220.
Zero. Is it? This is our 20th episode.
The 20th episode bonanza.
It is. Yeah. It's going to be the biggest ep.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. It's been a long... It seems like a long time.
For fuck's sake, would you just get the pre-interview show bit over? I've been sitting here waiting.
Not that long.
It hasn't been that long.
It's fucking been about 15 seconds.
Well,
feels like a long time. Just bring me in, for fuck's sake.
Well, you're in now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Force my way in.
Please welcome our next guest, the third guest.
Yes.
He's a star of... stage and screen.
He's done an acting course in his past.
He's done an acting course. Good to get that out.
He worked as a
IT support. Mm-hmm. I can do a bit of IT support.
He's
as well.
Good around a computer.
Can you though? Doesn't sound like it from what I've heard about that job.
Yeah, I've had problems like with my computer that I've asked you to help, and then you have
thrown it against
you've known less
to
than me.
To be honest,
you just fill it with
gave
hentai.
You some very good advice. May not have been about computers.
Yeah. But anyway, his name, if you haven't guessed it.
I've got a pretty
He's Adolf Hitler.
nine.
That is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Damien Damo. Power.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you so much.
Damo now. What great impressions can you do for
us today? Well, mate, I've actually been working on a couple that'll really crack you guys up. Mm-hmm. This is my impression of ScoMo. Ready?
Yeah.
G'day, guys. Yeah, the budget's fucked.
That's good.
Now tell me, where did you get your sense of humour?
If you grew up in my family, you couldn't help but laugh.
Damo, you talk about some really funny things on stage.
I do.
Where do you get your ideas?
Sometimes, you know, I lay awake with repetitive, intrusive thoughts.
Now, Damo, I've seen a lot of your stand-up, and I just think, you know, where has this guy gotten so funny? How did you get so funny?
Where did you get your sense of humour?
Sometimes, you know, it's just about feeling, isn't it? You know, you have a feel, and you bring that to stage, and then you're in, and then they're laughing, and you respond, reciprocate. It's a relationship, and I feel like, and then so you know, and then in the end.
Now,
and it's funny, isn't it? Because you're enjoying it, and you don't even people don't even understand that you come off that, and you feel, and then a lot of people, and they think it's a laugh,
but you're
crying,
You
know, I've seen you. I've seen you on the telly, and I just always say, like, television,
Project. He used to be on the project.
Yeah.
And then you got canned.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Really... I saw him at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on TV.
On the television.
Yeah, when they put that on the television.
Okay. Never seen
on the television.
Well, I think I make you watch it sometimes.
Anyway, I love
made
it.
Made you watch me on TV.
Whenever you're on, you brighten up the screen. Where do you... How did you become so funny?
Well,
where did you get your sense of humour, I guess?
Where did you get it?
I guess sometimes, you know, when you're really, really unhappy, you can draw from those places. But also, you know, it's just fun. You know, I mean, we're having a laugh and I'm sharing that with the audience. They come and they go, this guy's great. And I get off stage and I go, you know what, that was a laugh. But sometimes it can be serious.
Also a lie.
and a lie as well.
Sometimes you lie on stage.
Yeah.
I sometimes lie.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Today? Today or just ever?
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back with Damien Power and the rest.
Oh my god, can't believe I'm in the lineup for Centrelink. Fuck, really? This is what it's come to? I used to work in a fucking accounting firm, for God's sake. Oh my god, what's the point? Honestly. Yeah, of course my girlfriend left me. Why wouldn't she? Fucking worthless. Don't even have a car. I had to sell that. This is a catastrophe. What's the fucking point? Honestly, what the fuck is the point if this is what it's come to? You know what? Fuck it. Why don't I just kill my... Is that Daryl Summers? Fuck me. That is Daryl Summers from Hey Hey It's Saturday. Oh my god. What's he doing in the Centrelink line? Is that a disability?
That is definitely Daryl Summers.
I wonder what Daryl Summers is doing in the Centrelink line. Should I talk to him? No, don't talk to him. It's Daryl Summers. I think you're an idiot. But, you know, he always seems so approachable. He's a fun guy. Fuck it. I'm going to go talk to Daryl. I'm going to... You know what? He probably loves people come up to him. Yeah. Yeah. Do it. Talk to Daryl Summers. That'll make you feel better. Hey, are you Daryl Summers?
I suck dick for Oxycontin.
Are listening to The Grub.
Welcome back. We have a repeat guest, someone we really like on the show. Yeah. She's really funny. She's a comedian. She's here because of the Comedy Festival. Yep. Her name is Mary Seymour.
Hi, fellas. How are you going?
Good.
Welcome to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yep.
And isn't it going well?
It's going so well. And you've brought a friend along with you today.
Now, listen, I've been doing my show out in Dandenong.
The 60-year-old slut?
Yeah, because you remember I was in Werribee and then I, you know, there was a bit of a muck around.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like you got scammed.
Oh, well, I don't call it scammed. Yeah. Someone put, $500 in someone's bank account you know, good luck, I reckon. Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, I'm out of the Dandenong RSL.
So you're doing a show for the Melbourne Comedy Festival all the way out at Dandenong.
Yeah.
That's very far.
Oh,
that's
well, you away. Might call it far. Other people call it.
Call it home.
Brunch. Yeah.
So who are you? Who's this man who's here with you, Mary?
This is Mark.
Mark. Nice to meet you, Mark.
Yeah, he came to my show the other night. He's from Dandenong, and he and I, look, I like to make new friends, and me and Mark have, you know, because as you know, I have multiple lovers.
Yes, multiple lovers.
And
yeah, that's
I have
show's
lots
all
of
about.
Sexual partners. Lots of sexual and Mark partners. Has joined me.
Mark's nodding enthusiastically.
No, it's been really fun, actually. We met after the show.
So is Mark a new lover?
Mark's my new lover. He's, you know, a great guy. He's a lovely fella.
He seems nice. He's got a nice big jacket on.
He's got a beautiful
we're
little...
living together now.
You're living together.
Mark didn't have somewhere to stay, and that was about a week ago now. We're just having a bit of trouble with renovations.
I've set up a few cameras as well for security reasons.
He's made a few improvements to the place. There's a couple of cameras and things like that, and we're
So, and are you getting a lot of men like Mark coming to your show? Is that sort of what's happening?
A lot of men.
Too many men, if you ask me.
I've had a lot of men in the audience, mainly men, predominantly men.
Mark.
And I like men.
Yeah. Mark, you kind of got nice... eyes darting back and forth. Like, have you ever
seen? He's handsome, isn't he?
He seems nervous.
Yeah. He gets nervous. Yeah, he gets anxious.
Yeah, I get a little bit anxious.
What do you do for a crust?
Oh, mate, I repair vans.
Okay,
great.
Yeah,
sure. I'm not quite a mechanic.
And so you came to.
He's got a lot of vans.
The show's been on for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you've come to one of these shows, and then you've moved in with Mary straight afterwards.
We hit it off straight afterwards. So, yeah, we went out for a cheap curry.
A nice cheap curry. That's great. Yeah. It seems very, very quick to be moving together.
Well, as you know, I have multiple lovers.
Yes.
And when I form a connection, I form it instantaneously.
Sure. Like, I'm also a plumber.
Yeah.
So what happened to your tones?
Well, look, young Tony got very upset. Mm-hmm. He wanted it to be just a relationship with him and I. Mm-hmm. He had a falling out with me, and then he drove over to old Tony's place and he was screaming and carrying on. Mm-hmm. And old Tony's not well now. Mm-hmm. And two tones are no longer.
Good riddance, you know.
What about your joke and your hair?
My hair is two toned. Mm. And now I say it's a breakup.
Mm.
Yeah, I see how that works.
Yeah, the joke's even better in a way.
Yeah.
I just want to bring it back to Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, who's moved into the house straight after you, who's licking his lips a lot, who's sitting here in the room, loves the curry.
He seems a little moist.
Yeah. I want to actually ask you, Mary, if you've ever seen a show on Netflix. Do you guys watch shows together?
No, we're too busy.
We've got plenty to do.
We're doing all sorts of things, upside down, bending over.
Maybe in your own time,
straps.
Mary, maybe in your own time, you might like to watch a show. It's on Netflix at the moment, and it's called Dirty John.
Mm.
I feel like, Mary... You should watch that show.
I don't think she's what.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention Netflix, because Mark had that disconnected.
Yeah, we don't need it.
And we've had the internet disconnected.
He's cut off your lines of communication.
And he said, no, you know what, Mary, give me that phone, switch that off. No more phone.
Sure.
And because he wants me to live in the moment.
So, Mark, what were some of your favourite parts of the show?
Well, you know, the opening jokes were bloody funny. I tell you what, I had a good laugh at that.
He was laughing big heads and small.
Yeah, we're like that. And I said, you know what, sweetheart? I said, you wait for me after the show. I'll see you right there.
Sorry, I would love it if you stopped rubbing. Okay, you're rubbing yourself.
Well,
sort of underneath the table there.
I'm an energized guy, you know.
It's making me very uncomfortable the way that you're touching.
He's a very touchy, feely guy.
I'm a physical guy, mate. I get out and about, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, look.
Guess what he's also doing? Renovating the shed, putting locks on. And making it secure.
You can never be too safe.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks so much, Mary.
My pleasure.
So your show's on in Dandenong.
Get online.
Dandenong Town Hall.
So
you managed to get a venue there. It's all good.
$1,500 a night, mind you, and that is good value.
That's how much they're charging you to put on the show.
Well, Mark's managing that now.
Taken over a few affairs of hers.
All right, so this is...
You're managing her.
I'm her manager.
And she's been charged $1,500 a night.
I made it too.
That just seems
significantly more than the most expensive venues.
Maybe you should stick your nose somewhere else.
Sure.
Mark runs vans, so he knows.
I know how to run a business, mate. Don't tell me my business.
Okay, cool.
I've had a successful van business for fucking longer than you've been
alive. All right, darling.
Thanks for coming on, both of you. Mary, we'll actually need to chat with you just about some admin stuff after. So, Mark.
Well, if it's admin, Mark will be there.
I feel like I should be present. This is a guy I don't trust.
We do need to chat with Mary just on her own. So, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Wherever I go, Mary, stick
around. Mary, stick around. We will
figure something out. No one wants to get rid of you, darling.
It's paranoid.
Oh, man. Oh.
These friends you can't trust, Mary. Well, trust me, though.
Send someone help. Mm. Send help.
Yeah. What?
In this coming federal election, you need to vote one for We Are the True Australian Patriots. The Greens Party stinks. Their assholes stink and they're ruining this country.
Weed Ali is poisoning the brains.
Bill Shorten is part of a leftist conspiracy to communise your mum.
The Liberal Party's weak as piss now.
If the Greens win, the next thing you see in your schools is Sharita Law, and your mums will all be picking you up from school.
If you want latte-sipping fucking pieces of shit to run this country, it's time for men.
The True Australian Patriots are the one party you can count on to stop the boats and the seaplanes.
Are you aware that there's halal in oil now?
Halal out of the tuck shop.
Are you aware that there's halal in oil now?
I just said that one. You can't double up.
Are you aware there's oil in halal now?
True Australian Patriots, vote up Northern Queensland.
Paid for and authorised by the True Australian Patriots. Gary doesn't owe any of the other members any money.
All right, this meeting of the True Australian Patriots has been called to order. All present, Les, you're here. Gary, you're here. And I'm Steve, here and present and accounted for. The first...
Yeah, and I bought the coffee scrolls. So, and I bought them this week and I bought them last week. Mm-hmm. And everyone every week says they're going to give me the money back for them and no one's given me any money any time, and you're happily eating them, and that icing one is mine, Steve.
Is that going to be on the agenda?
Oh, who gives a fuck about the coffee
scrolls? Put it on the agenda.
Okay, what's that got to do with it?
Well, yeah, that's the start of it.
I'm gonna put coffee scrolls on the agenda.
Put it at 8.
At 8.
We don't give a fuck about coffee scrolls.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck. I'm the one that buys them, though. I don't have much money at the moment.
Because Steve eats them every time. I'm not eating
any. I only ate 4 coffee scrolls.
You came into Kmart while I was working there, Steve, and hung around, and now got fired. Don't come in there again.
All right, I came to Kmart to help you.
Yeah, well, I don't need help at work.
Steve, stay the fuck away from Kmart. You're always there.
Item one.
They're not tossing out food
item
anymore.
Item one on the agenda. We are now an official political party. We've been registered, and with the upcoming election.
I had to do that as well. I pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Item one on the agenda, with the election coming up, we'd need to decide, if we win, who's going to be the Prime Minister.
Me.
Obviously me.
I just want to point out, sorry, Les, we do live in a time and a place, you know, where there is a lot of misogyny in the world, and I don't think it's the right time for a female Prime Minister.
That's not true, actually, because there's Pauline.
No, but she's not the... Les, listen, I'm not a misogynist and I don't think anyone here is and we aren't that as a party.
Yeah,
you need to understand that the climate...
It is the time for a male leader.
It is the time.
It's the time for strength.
But I also want to say,
you're probably
Les...
right, fellas.
I just want to say, Les, as Shadow Minister for Women...
You're not Shadow Minister, Steve.
What do you mean?
Well, Shadow Minister's when you're in opposition. We're going to be in power.
No, but right now we're in opposition.
We're not in opposition. We're a political party.
Yes, we are, Gary. We're in opposition to what this... They're the ones in it, and we're opposite it.
Shadow Minister is when you're fighting in the shadows.
We fight in the shadows like Batman for this country.
We're not like
nation.
Batman.
We're like Batman.
I fucking hate bats. We're not in the shadow. We're the political party. We're going to be
opposite.
In power.
It's opposite.
Well, as the not
we're yet, not opposite. We're
as the not yet Minister for Women, I just want to point out that if there are any
I'm
women.
I'm the Minister for Women.
No, you're not the Minister for Women, Les, okay?
I'm a woman.
No, but that's why you
just
can't be the Minister
let
for Women.
Steve be the Minister for Women.
Because
he wants to do it bad.
You need to be you need to be the Minister for Women when you're not a woman, so you're not emotional and not attached to the whole thing. So now I can be, I'm the Minister for Women. I just want to say that if there are any women that need help in this party and need someone to talk to, two, my door is open. That's what I wanted to say. If there's any women who want to chat,
talk.
Who just want to talk outside of, you know, the context
of this
meeting.
I don't want to talk.
If you want to talk or you want to chat, my door is open to you or anyone who's a woman in this party.
Can we just fucking move on to actually what we want to achieve a political party?
So which one of us is going to run the country? Who's going to be the prime
Obviously
minister?
Obviously me. I'm the leader of the whole fucking thing. I'm the leader of the true Aussie Patriots.
Well, you're not the leader.
Obviously,
I'm the leader.
I would be the leader.
Yeah,
I'm the party leader.
Yeah, can you be trusted, Gary? I want to add an agenda item that I picked up on last week and I still want to pick up, which was 3 years ago at the conference when Gary cheated on me with Tanya.
I didn't fucking...
I'm going to add that on
the agenda. We're not bringing...
We're going over it. It's not resolved. I don't have a resolution on it.
It's nothing to do with the political party.
It is. That was my...
What's that going...
Les, as Minister for Shadow Minister for Women.
I'm the one that booked a travel lodge where everyone, and then everyone's got keys.
It was 3 years ago.
I got keys.
Well, as I say, my door is always open as Shadow Minister.
It's got nothing to do with the political party.
Put on agenda.
No,
don't put it on the agenda, Steve, or I'll fucking snap that pen.
I'm putting it on the agenda.
Don't write that on the fucking agenda.
Someone cheated on someone.
That's got nothing to do with the political party.
It's got some. How can our party be unified?
Yeah, how can you go move forward as a trustworthy leader?
How can our party be unified when we don't have people trusting each other? We need to sort out, get clear the air. Les, who do you love in this party?
Oh, my God.
Myself. And if I'm going to back someone, I'll back Steve.
Yes.
So that's two and one.
Les loves Steve.
No, I back you as a leader. I don't love you.
Loves me in the context of a leader.
Isn't the leader. I'm the fucking leader.
No,
you're
the Tony Abbott attack dog of the party.
Yeah.
That's what the leader needs to be kind and compassionate like me.
Okay, well, you know,
I
appreciate that. It's a nice compliment.
I want to do like some Instagram like bikini shots and like general black and white.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea.
Side tit kind of stuff.
Social media is the sort of way forward.
As the Minister for Social Media, I think that I should oversee that shoot and just kind of get it.
Because you can just do like side tit hashtag feminism.
I think we should all make sure that we're present to make sure that gets out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, to be
I
shot.
Do want to just sort of clarify that feminism is cancer. But apart from that, yes, I'm happy to do the Instagram.
What kind of cancer is it?
Like it's like a bowel cancer, I think, because it makes your guts all rotted up.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's probably that's probably about right, actually. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They never say which cancer it is, but you could assume it was bowel cancer based on the research.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, anyway, so I'm going to be the Prime Minister. Les is going to do a bikini shoot.
You're not going to be Prime Minister.
No, but if we win the election, I'll be the Prime Minister.
No, I'm going to be the Prime Minister.
No, but we just decided.
You just said
you're the attack
that you're
dog of the party.
The Minister for Women.
I'm the Minister for Women and the Prime Minister and social media. I do a lot of the admin stuff. That's one of my strengths. What's wrong, Les? Les?
Everyone's listening to me.
Fuck, here we go. Here we go again.
I was cheated on and no one's listening to me.
I think this is a very important thing that we need to discuss outside of the context of the party.
It's not a political issue. What happened at that conference 3 years ago.
I am starting to agree
with
Gary here. I think that it's time to move on past these kinds of issues.
You owe me $600. You owe me $700.
$700?
Yeah, because I did the barbecue last week, all the meats.
All those sausages are a contribution to the party and the party's
donations.
Your
party
list
donations.
Of sausages, Steve, was fucking ridiculous.
I didn't eat that many sausages.
Yeah, get me pork, Les. Get me pork and fennel, Les. I had pork, lamb.
You did eat a lot of sausages.
I'm trying to support non-halal butchers. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the barbecue is we support businesses that don't do halal stuff. And that's why I had all the pork. I had to eat all the pork.
Well, you should be fucking banned anyway because we caught you eating that kebab.
Well, that was...
Yeah, got you on
tape.
That was
a souvlaki. That was a souvlaki.
That was a
fucking
kebab.
Souvlaki.
That's
Greek.
It was a kebab from Abdul.
That's Greek.
That's Greek.
It was Abdul.
Hey, welcome back. It's Jams FM with Benno and Danny. Danny, how you going? Welcome back for your break.
Thank you. I'm Danny. I had my lips done at Beauty Central.
Fantastic. Now we've got Macca crossing in from Cranbourne Nissan Thunders, part of the Jams Thunders street team. That's right. And we're going to cross to him right now. Macca, where are you? What's going on?
Yeah, it's Macca down here with the street team. We're doing the street Thunder, Nissan Thunder van today. The street team is in Syria, Aleppo, and there's a lot of carnage here. There's a few craters. But if you can get across some of these bomb craters and certain military infrastructure, there is iced coffee here. We're giving them away.
Fantastic. That's great news. Now, if you go down and meet Macca, get across through no man's land and the demilitarized zone, you can get yourself some ice cold iced coffees. Thanks, Macca. Is there a password that people need to know?
Well, mate, it's difficult to tell exactly who is who in this particular military conflict. There's a lot of warring factions. The US have backed certain ones and the Syrian government have backed others. And to be honest, the good and bad is difficult to tell. But if you can work out which militia you're with and give the right passcode, which is Fire Thunder, give me that and you'll get a free t-shirt too. And just be wary, there is a sniper.
That's fantastic work. And stay tuned. We'll play two farts in a row. You can win $5 cash. Coming up next on Jams FM.
Where's Syria?
All right, this is the warehouse here.
Yeah.
I think she's inside.
I mean, I don't know if we've done the right thing here.
Look, I know it's drastic what we did, but I think, you know, it had to stop.
I know.
We had to stop her.
Yeah, I know. Well, what we've done.
Hey. Oh, there he is. Oi, Slam. Right. Hey, how you doing, mate?
Gun there, a bit more fucking money, yeah?
Yeah?
Kidnapping
her. We gave you $20,000. Like,
yeah,
I'm
having a pretty good fucking time with this one. So, you know, it might cost you a bit more.
What do you mean?
You're not hurting her or doing anything. You've got to
fucking hurt her, mate. Haven't you ever kidnapped someone before?
Jesus.
You know what I mean? A fucking.
Slam, okay. This was not part of the deal. This was not part of the deal, okay? We just wanted her out of the picture.
Well, I'm sorry, mate. You know what I mean? I enjoy my fucking job and I had to fucking do my job, if you know what I mean.
Well, like, how much more money do you want? I can't give you more.
We've given up. Like, we've got.
This is everything we've
got. Give me another half and you can have her back.
Half? What? Another fucking half.
Yeah, another fucking 10, all right? Can we see her? You can have a fucking look at her, mate, but you can't touch. You know what I mean?
Okay. Just let's go in.
Through here.
Oh, she's there. She's got a bag over her head. Is she gagged?
Yeah, mate. Of course she's fucking gagged. Tied up and fucking gagged.
Are they bruises?
This is what you fucking asked for.
You shouldn't have touched her.
I had to rough her up a little bit.
Let's take this bag off her head. Can I just get the gag off for a second and just see that she's all right?
Fucking, all right. Mate, step back. Let me do it, all right? You're fucking touching her. Okay. She's my property for now. Oh.
Ah, you're a cool drink of water. You remind me of my ex-husband, husband. He died, you know, terrible business.
Put the gag back on.
Yeah, man. That's.
If you want to kick her.
Drive me fucking mental, this one.
Yeah.
She's fucking mental.
Yeah. I think that's fine. How much do you want? 10.
Another fucking 10, all right?
I
won't give her back.
I'll give you 20.
Yeah, I could give you 20 if you, like, I don't know, maybe just chuck her in a bin
river?
Somewhere.
Maybe.
In a river. A river.
Fucking pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot
still
how much
alive?
I hate funny
I can't
lady.
Get this fucking gag. Just let me clip it back. It's come off again.
Ah, I haven't been this cozy since I was with the nuns. That's raccoon nuns, you understand?
What does that mean?
What
does raccoon nun mean? What does it mean, funny lady?
Look at this smooth drink of water. I like to sip you down slow.
No. Don't give her any water.
So put her fucking back on. Let me put his fucking back on. Gonna cost you a lot fucking more. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, no, yeah, you've been through a lot.
She
Slam.
Talks like a cunt.
You've been through a lot, Slam. I understand. It's you're the real victim here. If anything,
she wants to say. Look, she wants to say
she
one
wants
more
to say
thing.
One
fucking
more thing.
Don't one
more
say time. One of your stupid. Are you going to say one of your sayings, or we're leaving it on?
I'm putting it out. I'm taking it off now. There. One more fucking time.
It was that great adventure, like the time I looked the Kaiser in the eyes. That's the Kaiser Chiefs, you understand. I simply adore music.
Okay, put the gab back on.
I'm just putting the fucking... What? This is what I've been putting up with. That's why I fucking double or nothing.
Has she been trying to sell you a funny lady t-shirt?
She's been trying to sell me a fucking t-shirt. So old Tom had in the boot of the fucking car. Yeah, she's trying to sell me a t-shirt.
Oh, wait. She's getting something. The straps aren't tight enough. She's got her hands free. She's grabbing something out of the bag. That's another funny lady t-shirt.
Oh, guys, it's a fucking t-shirt.
Burn the t-shirts. Take the gag off. Hang on.
Just see it's $35. You understand? More lies.
$35?
That is a fucking ripoff.
Are we getting a cut of that?
Cash only, you understand?
This is bullshit.
I only deal in cash. All right. Too many people are up at the cart.
We're going to have to burn down the warehouse with funny lady inside. I think that's the only solution.
Fucking pleasure.
All right, let's do it.
Is anyone interested in blasting off?
Just thinking that very thing. What do you think, funny lady?
I simply adore blasting off.
Okay.
My husband was an astronaut, you know. Used to go to Pluto.
Why don't we blast
That's
off?
That's the longest.
But as we blast off.
Solar system.
Shut up. We the leave funny planet. Lady here and the Ooh, the yeah. fire from the blasting off yeah. will burn
Burns
up.
Burns her face. Yeah.
Fucking burn up roast funny her lady. Like ashes.
Yeah. I was married right, so to the sea once.
Three, two, one.
That's very long. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about rockets. I'm talking about raccoons. Ooh, you got to adjust for inflation. And I ain't talking about parking tickets. Pop, pop. Oh, that's what Mama's talking about. The grub. Guys.
Mm-hmm. Ben.
We've had some thrills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spills.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And trills.
And yes. controversy.
Mm. Yes.
Who is Grub of the Week?
Damo?
Damo is Grub of the Week.
Oh, Damo, yeah. Okay.
No, who do you reckon?
who do you reckon is Grub of the Week? Who's the biggest Grub?
I feel like I've been a bit like out of the loop with news and so on, being in the festival.
It doesn't have to be the news. It can be anyone. It can be anyone in this life.
It can be a location. It can be anything.
It can be Alan Langer.
I saw, what about walruses?
Yeah?
Yes.
Walruses. Nice.
Well, right. I saw there's a big thing that I just saw pop up on my phone that walruses were falling off cliffs in a David Attenborough documentary, and it was shocking.
Is it their fault, though?
Yeah, are the walruses actually, the grubs in this scenario?
No, they're not.
It's more like the cliffs, maybe, if anything.
Maybe Attenborough.
But what was happening though?
That wouldn't be good though.
Were the walruses
not good?
Walruses falling off the cliffs by accident? How is this occurring? What's going on?
It was a really disturbing footage that I chose not to watch. That everyone was raving about. In this documentary, due to climate change, they say, and other people say it's just the thing they do, where they just walk off cliffs in a brutal fashion. It's really. This is terrible. Yeah.
This is not. This makes me feel really bad.
I'm sorry. I just.
Thinking about these
walruses. Suicide. Is it sort of like, I can't do this anymore? Or...
I actually don't know.
It's really hard to bring this up and not know all the details as well. It's really. We're not sure who to blame, who to be angry at.
It was so depressing that it made top of the news. Yeah. So I feel like it'd arguably be the worst thing to bring up on a comedy.
So I am nominating you as Grub of the Week.
Yeah, I am too.
Because now I'm going to be looking it up and it's going to make me feel bad. Yes. And everyone on this listening is going
to
look it up.
Going to have to, because we don't have the whole story.
Yeah, we don't have the whole story. And now
you did not give us very much
information. There's a debate as to why they're doing it. Yeah. And people are saying, oh, the lefties are saying it's climate change, but it's not. Why are they walking off the cliff?
Have they always walked off cliffs? Maybe they're a deep thinking animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, you know what? No.
No, thanks.
No, I've had it.
I'm opting out.
I'm saying no to this and I'm not consenting to life and I'm out.
Well, anyone else got a nom or is that...
I don't think we should do that. Walrus suicide. What a fucking depressing thing to bring up.
I don't even know what a walrus is, if I'm honest.
It's a big fucking cunt.
It's like a big seal.
It's a big seal with yeah.
But like the big one, and it has the big tusks. You know the one with the tusks? Yeah. You know the big walrus with the tusks?
Those big fat cunts.
They are big boys. They are big boys.
Can you be fattest against a walrus?
Fattest?
Yeah.
You mean fat shame a walrus?
Yeah.
No, I think that...
You know. I don't think they have a
concept. Did they traditionally plough for men?
Walruses.
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
I don't understand. That's a what, fascinating. I don't know what that sentence means.
Imagery.
Did they plough for men?
Did plough?
Did walruses plough for men?
Do you mean like plough the earth?
Yeah. Like I'm visualizing them dragging a plough.
Oh, like for a man, like as in, I thought you meant I thought you meant digging up the earth to find men.
No. I mean like did they work for men?
Situation.
The image. Of
I think I'm thinking of a bison.
You're thinking of a bison. For sure.
This is a sea animal.
Yeah, they're sea life.
They're sea life walruses. Sea life.
Oh yeah.
They're like seals.
What are they doing on cliffs?
Ladies and
that's
gentlemen,
the question. That's the whole. That's the whole.
Is on the ocean.
And
whoa. Near the ocean. How can you have a cliff on the ocean?
It's not on the ocean. It's near an ocean.
I was visualizing like the Himalayas or something. Those kind of cliffs.
It looks a bit like that, but near the ocean.
Oh.
Whoa! I can't picture it.
I
how like the earth meets water.
Edo, what's your nomination for Grub of the Week? Who's your nomination? Let's get this. Let's get this in the can.
We've all gone insane. Come on.
The I'm performing in the Melbourne Town Hall, Lower Town Hall, and Husey and I are on. It's Husey and me, and it was so hot on the first four nights of our show, and we were just like, "It's so hot," and Husey's like, "It's hot, isn't it?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's hot." And we said, the aircon's not on, guys, the aircon's not on. And I'm a very passive, I'm a pushover person. They said to me, the aircon's on, Edo. And I go, okay, all right. And I was like, I'll just perform for the next 20 nights in this heat. Husey was like, no, I'm looking into it. Found out, heater was on.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Four nights of heater.
Yeah. The actual heater.
Heater was on, yeah.
That's fucking
stuff. Oh, my God.
So the heater at the town hall is my grub of the week.
Yeah.
Well, between heater and Damo, I reckon I'm going to have to go with Damo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Damo, Damo too.
For sure.
Yeah, terrible.
All right, well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for being grub of the week,
thanks
Damo.
Thanks for having me, I guess. Sorry about the walrus suicide.
Damo, I'd like to give you a T-shirt as a big thank you. We'll have a picture of that in the socials.
God.
The worst.
You can see Damien Power at the Comedy Festival doing your show.
7:15 p.m. And be funny if it was the morning. In the town hall.
Yep, in the town hall. And what's the show called?
It's called Man Puts His Dreams in a Sock.
And it's not a reference to jerking
nothing
off into
to do
a
with
sock.
Coming.
I thought it was too. Yeah.
No, everyone says
not.
That.
It's not. It's actually quite a good show. It's not about coming at all. There's no.
It's actually quite a good show. It should be on the poster.
It's actually not bad. It's got me on the poster. It's actually not bad.
We've actually all got shows that actually aren't that bad. Check it out. Greg Larson.
Yeah, I've got a show. It's really funny. Ben, I just saw your show on Monday night. Yes. That's really funny. Phil Angst.
Phil Angst, yeah.
Terrible title.
Edo
shows on as well.
Yes. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I vomit. I itch my chin and then I vomit.
Check it out for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, as well as our Patreon. Thank you very much, everyone. Yep. Good night. Boot up junk into my cock.
Why did you leave Hey Hey?
It was all live then. People don't know. It was all live and then America took it. You know, people don't know this, but I boot up junk right in directly into the eye of my own penis.
Is that why the reunion didn't go well? Somebody can... Daryl Summers is vomiting. Somebody...
All right.